Jonathan, you were going to talk about your worst experience.
Okay, well,
well, not your worst experience. Yeah. I mean, you don't want to unload here.
Yeah, I suppose there's two films really that disappointed me this year mostly. The main reason I'm mentioning two is because the first one I had really high hopes for it, which was Wide Open Spaces, the new film from the writer, one of the, Arthur Matthews, who co-wrote Father Ted, and one of the stars of Father Ted, Ardal O'Hanlon, called Wide Open Spaces. And I thought I'm disappointed partly because I told lots of people to go and see it, thinking it would be great. Partly because
did you read the blurb before you did?
I read the blurb. I saw the trailers. Wow. The trailers are very good. This is the thing. There's the trailers, the clips they did are completely, obviously done, just in a completely different style. The trailers made it look like a sort of mockumentary style, where the guys, the main character, or one of the main characters, Jerry, is showing people around his famine theme park.
Yeah.
And it was very well done. I thought this looks really good. The film itself is not shot in that style, so that's quite misleading. And the other reason I'm disappointed is because I could have had a long lie that morning. It was a 9 o'clock. It was a 9 o'clock screening, and I was the late night before, and I wanted to just stay in my bed. And I thought, no, I must go and see this film. I really want to promote it to the world and tell everyone how great it is. And I went along, and I was very disappointed. It's not funny. Ardal O'Hanlon, Ewan Bremner are the stars. Edinburgh's own Ewan Bremner, and the star of the film is really is them sitting in their little apartment block. I think in Dublin. I'm not entirely sure. But they're just watching football DVDs, George Best DVDs, and I don't quite know the significance of that. But they're sitting watching, getting drunk, talking about this new job they're going to go to. The next minute you see them, they're on this barren, like a quarry somewhere, and there's someone showing them round, talking about this famine theme park. Now the thing is, this famine theme park is the main thing that the film was sold on, and the blurb. It's this big funny thing of the world's first, you know, it's such a ludicrous idea. You think, okay, ludicrous idea, sort of thing they could have done in Father Ted, and they would have done it very well. But they just completely blow the whole opportunity with this joke. It's a one-line joke. It's almost like it's mentioned and then forgotten about. Yeah. And it's just these two guys who are living in a tin hut away from life. They've got a little telly. And there's just nothing else really happens. Very disappointing dialogue. Ardal O'Hanlon is the best thing in it, I think. He gets, there's a nice running joke about his voice. People think he's got a great voice, the timbre. Timbre? Is that everyone says the timbre of your voice. And he says it's timbre. Just that he's a great voice and he should be on radio. That's a little joke, which sort of works. But the rest of it just doesn't. There's Morwenna Banks pops up. Used to be an absolutely terrible, terrible character in this film. I don't know how you pronounce it now. Don Witcherly, is that how you pronounce it? Who was in, I think he was in Ballycasey Angel, but he's been in lots of different things. Who is this sort of character? Again, it's all just so bad. It's really disappointing. People walked out in the press screening. About four or five people walked out. I stayed till the end, hoping it was going to get better, and it didn't. So I'm just disappointed more than anything else. It's just, I don't know how they got money to make this. I'm guessing it was on the names. Father Ted name, obviously, if someone thought, that must be good.
I think you mentioned Scottish Screen.
Scotland. Scottish Screen put money into this.
Into the Irish film.
Uh-huh.
About a famine theme park.
Mm-hmm. Just disappointing.
Not some good Scottish films.
No.